most of them come in on the Thursday or a day or so earlier than that. But yeah, it was pleasing because obviously there's an element of risk in doing that when there's a few lads coming in to make their debuts, and Big George up front did well, scoring a goal as well. So yeah, there's always a little bit of apprehension, but we got the right result in the end, and that was the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, George and Alex, two young players, keen to learn, keen to develop. Mm-hmm. Is that a good? You know, is that something that you enjoy as a coach in terms of trying to, you know, sort of develop their career as well?
Yeah, you know, I think it's good for them first and foremost to get away from their parent club. It gives them an insight to what it's like elsewhere. But yeah, it's something as a coach that you certainly enjoy, and watching them get their experience and hopefully do well for the football club and themselves.
I suppose, and players of their quality, it rubs off on the youngsters here as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're always looking to try and bring quality in, and the players we've brought in, we feel that they have you know, different strengths, different qualities, and hopefully that benefits the squad in general.
Mm. And what about Milan as well? There you've got a player with experience. And was that a bit of a coup to land him?
Yeah, I think it was. I think, you know, he was out on loan at Walsall last year, and there's one or two clubs looking at him, that's for sure. So, you know, we're delighted to have him on board, and, you know, he's got a smile on his face and enjoying training, as you've probably seen. So it's quite refreshing to have that kind of person around.
Is he a character on the training pitch now?
Yeah, he is, yeah. He's, like I say, he enjoys training, he's got a smile on his face, and that's the most important thing. We want people to be happy, you know, in the environment that they're working in, and as you feel that you get the best out of them.
Yeah, and it's been a good start to 2015 as well, so I guess moving the camp must be pretty good.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, you know, we look forward to the game on Saturday against Doncaster, so all the lads are buoyant, and, you know, like I say, one that we look forward to.
What about this game, McGath? Do you expect a similar game to the last one, where it was a sort of tight affair, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're always tight affairs, aren't they? You know, local games, so, you know, it's going to be no different this time, I shouldn't think. I went down to watch them at Bristol City in the week, so they gave a decent account of themselves. I don't know whether they rested one or two players, but you know, as long as we've got to make sure that we're at it and get our own house in order before the game, and that's the most important thing.
What have you made of Paul Dickoff's tenure there so far?
Well, Paul's done a good job. You know, he went in difficult circumstances, and you know, I think, you know, you're trying to stabilise everything first and foremost, which is important from his point of view. And he looks like he's done that, and he's got one or two experienced players in there. So we know it's going to be a tough game. You know, you've got the likes of Tyson and Robinson who have been about. Richie Wellens is in there. So they've got some experienced players as well.